Jacksonville's First Baptist Church has a little over a week left to appeal a decision saying it cannot knock down one of its buildings yet. As Jacksonville Daily Record reporter Mike Mendenhall is here to tell us, the city is now looking into whether that building needs to be protected as a local landmark, as historians say. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is the WJCT Business Brief. Mike, you were there for what ended up being kind of a long, intense meeting about this topic. There are historians on one side saying we need to protect this building that's owned by the First Baptist Church in downtown Jacksonville. On the other side, the church says, no, we need to make it into something new.
What the church is trying to do is they're trying to demolish a building that was built in 1927 that is on what they call the Hobson Block. It's on West Church Street, and it sits adjacent to the Hobson Auditorium, which is their big like Gothic style cathedral that's downtown. It's pretty recognizable. They want to remove this building to create a welcome center. And they feel like having a welcome center here would not only be good for the church as a gathering space, but also the appeal of downtown.
Why is this so controversial?
The building is considered a contributing structure to downtown Jacksonville's National Historic Registry District. So that automatically requires the city to do an analysis of the building to see if it could be designated a local landmark if somebody wants to demolish it. The staff from the city's planning and development department issued a report that said it could meet 6 of the 7 criteria to be designated a local landmark.
What makes it so historic?
The building was actually the first home of what would become Jacksonville University, and it also was the headquarters of Gulf Life Insurance for many years, which became a very prominent insurance company in Florida. The commission also found that the architect who designed it has some significance as well. This architect's firm, which was based in Chattanooga, Tennessee, was considered the master builder of Chattanooga and has several properties currently on the National Historic Registry, and this is their only design they had done in the state of Florida. But the church right now is kind of arguing that the institution of the First Baptist Church itself is just as significant, if not more significant, to Jacksonville as this building.
And this was the Historic Preservation Commission issuing this denial. So what does that mean next?
City Council could overturn the commission's decision to deny the permit. Meanwhile, the city staff that advises the commission is going to do a more thorough report on the historic value of this property. And then when the commission meets again in March, they could decide to recommend landmark designation. It'll then go back to City Council, and City Council has the final say.
What if it does get the landmark designation? What does that mean for the church?
So the First Baptist Church in September started a process to consolidate their campus. They have a very large 11-block campus downtown, and they want to consolidate that to one. Church officials tell me that this would derail their plans to consolidate. So that's something that the city council, if it gets to them, will have to decide, because the church wants to sell off this 9 city blocks, and their strategy is to sell it to a single developer, which could mean redeveloping a very large portion of the downtown core. Church officials say that it could delay that process or even derail it. Now, historic preservationists argue that downtown Jacksonville has already lost a lot of historic structures, and that the commission and the city council really need to step in to protect some of these structures that might have significance in Jacksonville's history.
And why can't the church use the building as it is?
It was actually built as an office building / Sunday school building. They're looking for a very broad open space for this welcome center. They're saying retrofitting the building would be very costly. Although the city staff has said that the exterior of the building is in the right condition for preservation, the church is saying that the interior would need to be completely gutted, which likely wouldn't fit into their $30 million budget for the renovation of this block.
Listening to all of this, you can understand why passions are so high on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, the members of the church really want their institution to survive, and they've made it clear they want to stay in downtown Jacksonville and contribute to some of the revitalization that's going on down there. Historic preservationists argue that there could be untapped resources that the church hasn't looked into to retrofit this existing building. There were actually local architects that came forward at the meeting offering their services to First Baptist Church. So yeah, there's a lot of passion on both sides.
Well, it's a story we will definitely continue to watch as it goes through the process. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Jessica.
That's the Jacksonville Daily Record's Mike Mendenhall. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's the WJCT Business Brief.